process to bike into Power of Prayer. So we were traveling, I was traveling with a buddy out from here, and there's this guy who struck up a conversation with us, and we were actually on an evangelism walk. But this guy started talking. He said he knew Jesus, but as the conversation progressed, there were just so many signs of that. And there was just so much gentleness of the Lord as he began to minister to him. But he was starting to get things clicking, but just kind of randomly he said something about that. He struggled with back pain. He was in construction, I believe. And he had back pain for like 20-something years. He was in his 60s. And we were preaching the gospel and all this, and it was good. But then we just stopped, we're like, can we pray for it? And he's like, sure. And he's like, that sounds good. And we started praying, and then the Holy Spirit fell, and he actually got healed. And this, like, 60-something-year-old man is, like, crying. He's, like, crying, but also kind of laughing. He's like, I move like this. Is so but then the crazy thing is, yes, his body was healed, but then suddenly the receptivity to the gospel just flipped. He was like, okay, well, I guess what you've been talking about is different than I guess what I know.
Right.
And it's so cool. But also, it was such an encouragement to me and a challenge to me of when back here in Holland, like, how many times did we do that? How many times were like, man, can we pray for you? And we're just like, God, we pray peace. And not that those things are bad, but how many times do we honestly do dangerous prayers? Like, we look kind of stupid if you pray and your back doesn't get healed. But then also, what happens, the supernatural ministry of Christ opens up so many powerful things. So testimony to that.